The question was asked, what is the halakha regarding women and covering their legs? What does the halakha expect of them? So we have a halachic criteria about what a woman must cover in the area of modesty. Now this is relevant to when she goes outside her house. A woman's going to be seen by people, so the halakha expects that her covering her, she will cover her shok. What is her shok? So that's a machloket rishonim. Two opinions as to what a shok is. One opinion says the shok is the thigh, and that means that her skirt must reach her knees so that her thighs aren't seen. That is the more lenient opinion that the Mishnah Brewer seems to go with. The other opinion that is held by many rishonim is that the shok is the bone between the kneecap and the ankle, and that would mean that the skirt must cover all the way down to the ankle. That is the opinion the Chazon Ish and many others went with. That's why in Bnei Brak, where they go with the opinion of the Chazon Ish, women cover their leg till their ankle. And in Jerusalem, where they go with the Mishnah Brura, the girls cover their leg till their knee. It's all kosher. I mean, a person should cover their leg to the knee, or even where they sit down and whatever position they're going to be in, their knees are going to be covered. But that's all kosher. It's a leniency, but it's permissible. Is it more modest to cover to the ankle? Yes. Is a woman a kosher woman if she only covers to the knee? Yes. Is wearing a stocking considered covering your leg? Well, if it's a see-through stocking, it's hard to say that's called covering the leg. And here you run into a question of the spirit of the law and the letter of the law. Can you really say that if a woman wears loose-fitting pants, she's not covering her legs? She's covering her legs. Is it a modest item for a woman to wear? Well, that depends on the pants, right? There can be pants which are modest, and there can be pants which are not modest. Is it right for a woman to wear pants? Well, it depends on the environment she's in. Sometimes the pants a woman will wear will be more modest than a skirt that's accepted in her society. Sometimes I was once in a shul where the women who were modest wore pants because they had very light-fitting pants. And in that community, if you wore a skirt, well, the skirts were very immodest. But generally, our assumption is that pants are far less modest than a skirt. When a skirt is worn properly, then a skirt does not outline the shape of the woman's legs. When a woman wears pants, it outlines the shape of her legs. And that's why it's far less modest. To say it's not covered? No, it is covered. I'm saying technically if a woman wore a leather suit which took the complete shape of her body, you can't say it's not covered. It's against the spirit of the law and it's an inappropriate thing to do. That's immodest. But can you say it's uncovered? It's not uncovered. I mean, it's covered. It's not see-through. But again, the concept of tzniut, the concept of modesty, is not just a question of a specific detail. You know, a woman can cover her legs and then have a slit in her skirt so that every time she walks, her legs are revealed. You can't say that's sanua. And it could be worse than sanua. It could be a su as well, depending on what and how is revealed. So that's why in these things, it's not only the letter of the law, it's also the spirit of the law. A woman can wear a skirt that reaches her ankles, but it's so tight that it's completely immodest. So how are you going to define modesty in these things? A woman will wear a skirt that's less tight, but it's made of a material that takes the shape of her legs. So now what are you going to say? So every time you try to quantify it in one way, there's a loophole the other way. So the answer is you can't cover all the loopholes. Whatever you're going to say, someone can find a way to make it immodest. But we have the letter of the law, which says it has to be covered at least until the knee, and preferably until the ankle. And then you have the spirit of the law, that the manner in which it's covered should not be a manner that gives the shape that's an immodest manner. That draws attention, that gives the shape, etc. Okay, these things, it's almost impossible to define them down to the T, because there are always new things evolving. There are always new things that are developing, and you're going to say one thing and they'll find another thing. Again, it's the spirit of the law. There's the letter, but there's also the spirit of the law.